Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Malay and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alasis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Malaysia ialah sebuah negara yang indah dan dikurniai banyak bukit dan gunung yang diliputi hutan tebal. Banyak kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah terdapat banyak pencakar langit yang dikelilingi rumah papan berkaki. Budaya majmuk keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya dan pulau yang indah ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Agama rasmi negara ini ialah Islam. Namun dalam masyarakat majmuk ini, perlembagaan menjamin kebebasan beragama. Agama utama ialah Islam, Buddha, Kristian dan Hindu. Syamanisme dianuti di Malaysia Timur. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya orang Melayu, diikuti orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya yang dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Budaya yang pelbagai telah menjadikan Malaysia tempat pelbagai perayaan diraikan. Warisan masyarakat majmuk Malaysia boleh dilihat menerusi muzik dan tariannya yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang mulia berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail dianugerahi Anugerah Kedamaian Gusi bagi hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Mahathir Mohamad telah dicalonkan bagi Anugerah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Rakyat Malaysia benar-benar bertakwa dan disebabkan kegairahan pencari pedoman kerohanian, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah terima undangan ikhlas mereka dan melawat ke Malaysia beberapa kali. Sekarang silakan mengikuti syarahan yang penuh dengan kearifan oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai yang bertajuk Berhubung dengan Tuhan dan Gunakan Kuasa Dalam Diri Anda. Disampaikan pada 27 Februari 1992 di Malaysia.
Because even then we stumble and fail and we meditate not well, but we do our homework. Just like when you were very young, the teacher give you some kind of drawing of the words, so that you can trace the words of the teacher and learn how to write. Understand? And we could not do it well anyhow, and we feel like we are failure. Many days like this, we always zigzag with our with our pens. But finally, when we can write, we don't even remember when we can do it the first time. Is that right? Or when you try to do the bicycle when I was young? When I was a child, I tried to ride the bicycle, and I bumped my knees and hurt my elbows, and sometimes got an ache over here by falling down. And the bicycle always lie on top of me, many days like this. But one day I just got it. Yeah, I got it. And I don't remember when it was. And then I just ride on and on and on. And no more bumping knees, ache over here, nothing anymore. Understand? You just do it, and you don't know when you can do it. Even though you had failures in the previous days, but these are the step stones for the next success. Truly, it is like that. You understand? Yeah? It is very good to have failure, no problem, provided you sincere and want to learn it to the end. And whenever you succeed, you don't even know it. You just turn your head and there you are. You know everything. Right? Just do it. Just meditate as best as you can, as much as you can, yeah? After some time, you can even see light even with your eyes open, or you can see heaven while you drive, or while you wait, yeah? Or you wash dishes and you see the master appear. Maybe talk to you for a while or just stand there and then gone. You think it is already better than when you have to sit very diligently for many hours before you can see the master or before you can see some light. So the person who opens the eyes or drive cars and can see heavens or can see master, wow, you envy, you think it is good. Maybe, but that is only one of the levels. And after you meditate so long, or maybe you became master, yes, then it is not neat that you live in only two worlds at the same time. Not necessarily that you see these kind of things when you wash dishes, but then you live in many worlds at the same time, many dimensions. You understand? And you're all over places. At that time, you say that person has got the omnipresent state. He has realized God. So that's why people in the olden time, they practice with any master, and they call that master the Lord. Means God. And they say the Lord is omnipotent, omnipresent, etc. Actually, they do not know invisible God. They know the God that live with them, smile with them, eat with them, talk with them. Understand? And from these so-called scriptures, we learn to know the Lord. We learn to know what we call God. Actually, from the beginning, that was the master. A master of some kind. And then the disciples write all kind of experience that, my Lord is so merciful, he helped me in this disaster, he teach me the path of light, I see him as light, I see him come to me as light, I see him talking to me as thunder, as the sound of many water, etc. And then we learn from the scripture to know the so-called Lord. But we don't know who that Lord is. Actually, that is his Lord, not our Lord. Understand? Therefore, no need to talk about Lord if we don't know about it. And no need to call that the impersonal Lord or the personal Lord, because there is none. As long as you yourself do not nourish the Lord within you and do not recognize the power that the Lord within you have, no Lord exists for you. No Lord whatsoever. Understand? Because you don't know him. The Lord only inside you, according to your level. The more you practice, the more your Lord is apparent, obvious. The more the Lord will be obvious to you, and then you can write many songs praising the Lord. Yeah? Actually, it is you, your level. Now you recognize the goodness within you, the power that you possess. That is called the Lord. Understand? And the more you grow, the glorier God become, Lord become. The more you know how glorified the Lord inside you is. That's how we know the Lord, no other way. Doesn't matter how many people praise the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. If you don't know him, what is the use for you? Understand? And the only way to know the Lord is that you have to know him personally. Because if he realizes his Lord has done for him many wonders and tell you, but that Lord will not help you. He cannot. You have to realize it, your own Lord, and make him. Therefore, I do not tell you to worship God, to worship the Buddha. I tell you how to make Buddhas. Understand? Make God. That is the power we have. Understand the logic that I'm talking about. Even though if there is a God, yes, and that you don't realize him, yeah, you never know. Right? Even God exists, or God exists for him, for her. For you is no use. So what is the use if that God exists for you? Understand what I mean? Whether you praise him or you curse him, it's the same anyhow. Because he's just non-responsive. For him, he actually non-existent. And you keep praising. And that is the most blasphemy, I think. When I talk to you, I cannot avoid these strong statement so that it wakes you up and that you understand the logic of making your own God, that you understand why the Bible says the kingdom of God is within you, and then you understand why the Buddha said Buddha is in your mind, is in your heart, is inside you, because you make him. You wake him up, you make him grow. You realize how much power he has, and then you make use of it for the benefit of yourself and mankind. This is when you know Buddha, when you know God, and then you can praise. You can call him God or Buddha or whatever, the Lord, whatever you want. But make use of him, not praise him, and not only worship him. You can worship, you can praise, only after you know how much power he gives you, how much power he has. Understand? And you only know when you realize inside, nowhere else you find him. Is that not so? Yeah. People from sun, they are different mentality than the people from the snow, no? You go around the world and you see, yeah? The people who live in the sunny climate, they are different. They are more warm, more friendly, more open, more easy manner, right? And when you go to kind of very cold climate, people tend to be more kind of distant, cold, huh? Reserved. It's not so. Not that they are not good, but at least the outside, you know, it's not so open, not so friendly, yeah? When I first came to Malaysia, many people run to us and offer advice without even we go to ask them. They saw we wear this clothes, they know we are foreigners. Also when I went to Italy, and people there, even though they're not as wealthy, but they're happy. Everybody's oh la la, ta-ta-ta-ta, like this. And they're friendly and they're just contented of what they had. And they eat something very little, but they get very fat. Nobody is complaining anything. It was so different, you know, from where I go to even the so-called holiday resorts of the skiing and thing like that. When it's so cold, people are not like that. Even they go on holidays. They are not like ordinary people in Italy. People in Italy, they work and they work hard and they're still happy and they're open and friendly. And the people who go on holiday resorts like in cold climate, you know, just they come there to work. Yeah, it's a different, yeah. Of course, there are not black and white like this. There are always exception and there are always a little bit of a difference mentality between the countries also. But I think the sun does people a lot of wonder, right? I feel immediately different when I step in Malaysia country. Immediately at the airport. When I see the trees outside, wow, I feel already good. When people run after us and tell us where to go, I feel good. Because people are so warm, you know, and so hospitable. Yeah. India also, warm country. Too warm, actually. Malaysia is different. It's kind of beautiful, yeah. God is what? God is the goodness of all universe put together. And it is a common property for every person to use it. But you have to tune into goodness and not into evil. Understand? Then you get what you want. You go where your feet lead to. If you go north, you see north. If you go south, you see south. Understand? So the goodness, the holiness, the wisdom of mankind, all put together, that is God. You understand what I mean? All our best wishes, best intention, best wisdom, best charity, that is God. The whole mankind, the whole universe, spiritually put together, that is God power, that is God. And now we can make use of that. Because it's also the common good of all people. But not everybody wants that. Understand? On the other side, there is evils. Evil is what? It's just a combination force, it's a collective force of all our bad thoughts, deeds, actions. Understand what I mean? And now, we don't always think good, do we? We don't always think bad, do we? Therefore, the good force are what we call God power. The bad force that we generate, also ourselves, the whole mankind, the whole universe, that is called evil. The two can never separate. The two can never be, say, one exists and the other doesn't. Because we do bad also. But we repent and we try not to. Yeah, but even then, the whole universe are in this kind of condition. Except in some world, there is only positive and no negative. But in our world, there is both positive and negative. And now, if we want to go back to the whole all positive, then we have to tune into the goodness from here. And then from the goodness, we are pushed upward to the only goodness side of the universe. And we can leave aside this darkness, or this dark and light together world. Understand now? But you cannot expect to turn into evil and get mixed into goodness, because they don't connect there. Only good connect to good. Understand? So now if you want to go to the whole, the level of goodness, then you have first to step in the goodness part of this world. And then from there, you get the connection to the whole goodness upstairs. Is it logical or not? Understand? No, okay. So the goodness, God power here in this world, which exists alongside with evil force, that is our refuge. That's what we call God on earth, the kingdom of God on earth. We tune inside the goodness of our part, the part of our goodness, and get that. Get used to it. Always keep by it. Then we attract goodness, because like attract like. Therefore, if we stay with this good force, then we're always in it. And then after we leave this world, because we're already in the good force, we can only go to the good. Yeah, we already left the evil part, left the darkness. So, God exists. But that is all the goodness of mankind put together. And the pure God is there some other existence where people of that levels do nothing bad, do not generate evil force. In this world, our levels are different. We generate both good and bad. Therefore, we have suffering and happiness. In other world, when they all develop, like the people who only step into the goodness and get transferred into the goodness, then there, that kind of level, only goodness exists, because they come from goodness here and they go to goodness over there. And then only the goodness people go over there, then there exists only goodness. So now, that is what we call God power. Therefore, I tell you, refrain from evils and keep good. Because if you want to tune yourself in that treasure house of the whole world, you can make use of that. And goodness only attracts goodness. Therefore, once you meditate, you purify your deed, body, and speech. Then you attract only good things. No wonder your sickness are healed, your accidents are stopped, your dreams are good, your meditation are comfortable. It is very logical. No need to believe that I am a Buddha or not a Buddha, whether I bless you or not bless you. From pure logic, you can understand my teaching is 100% correct. But there are two different kind of so-called teaching. One is talking and the other is doing. I say, be good, do good, give in charity. But I myself give and you give, because you look at my example. Understand? Therefore, our talk has force, has power, has supportive energy. Understand? And then we progress in this supportive energy, not in the talk. It's not only the car that runs with the wheels. It is the petrol. It's the power, understand, that runs the car. And also the driver in it. Understand, the car alone is no good. Therefore, talk and talk are different. Right? Just like you have money in the bank and you write a check. Whomever you give it to, he has the power to draw the real money out and use it. The other person, maybe, also he just maybe print a similar check, and then he write his name on it, and he give it to whomever he likes. It doesn't benefit him anything. Or maybe his bank account is empty, and he has a checkbook, but the more he draw, the poorer he become. He will get into trouble. Understand what I mean? So check and checks are different. Talk and talk are different. Therefore, many people cannot understand, cannot differentiate from true teaching and false teaching. We talk, but we have the access to this power already. We know it. We can use some of it already. We see some of it, some of its property, that we see light, we hear the sound, however feeble, however little. We know we have very near, or we are at the edge of that goodness, or we pop in and out of that goodness. At least we taste it. Then we can talk. So our talk has power. You understand? We do what we say, and we have what we say we have. That is the difference. There is no technique even that. If the master do not give you the transmission power, not to open your inner eye, and not to clear away all your obstacles of your ignorance and bad karma, bad influence from the past, you never see the light, whether you close your eyes for 100 years or you opened it for 1,000 ages. Understand what I mean? It is no technique. And even if you sit there unmoved for 1,000 years, you see nothing. If no master grace descend upon you. You see the woman, she wash her hair. She's doing that, washing her hair, and she sees the light. She's not sitting there like a Buddha and so seriously trying to be enlightened, no? And when she washes dishes, it's not the time for concentration. But still, understand what I mean? The grace of the master, the grace of God is very, very important. All the years, all the ages, people just praising the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord of mercy, the Lord who cut the chain of my ignorance, who cut my transmigration chain, all that is ascribed for the living master at that time only. No other God beside him. Now you understand or not? If you have no master, you don't know God. And you only know God through a master, because the master teach you how to know God. And then you know you are also the master, you are God. And then you praise the master because he's so merciful. Without the master, I don't even know God. Therefore, they place master before God, because God really is non-existent, apart from your own enlightenment, your own realization. It's no other God. Capito? I hope you understand. It's very abstract what I'm talking about, but it's so logical. I do not tell you to worship God, to worship the Buddha. I tell you how to make Buddhas. Understand? Make God. That is the power we have.
Teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television untuk alam haiwan. Rakan sehidup kita seterusnya selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian. Semoga Tuhan menguliakan limpah kasih dan rahmat ke dalam hidup anda. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants, up next right after Noteworthy News. May God's grace bring ever more love and blessings into your life.